بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. We continue the discussion and the story between Ubaydullah al-Amawi and Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani. Where he came to, we explained that, but a little bit summary. Where he came to Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani, submitting himself in order to reach Ma'rifatullah. So they were in the Khatm al-Khaja Khan. They were at that time doing Zikrullah. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani with his student, and he came in. We discussed yesterday about the importance of Halaqa, the circle of Zikrullah, yesterday afternoon, and how it will make that Zikr will clean any person and raise him up to heavenly sources. You remember? So he said to him, Ya Ubaydullah, since you came submitting, I am going to for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the intercession of Prophet, for you, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine presence, I am going to make sure that you reach that level within this circle, within the time that we are sitting and reciting Zikrullah. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani used to have a very special power that Allah gave to him, and we explained that about to give angels different names from the water that is coming through that fountain that we spoke about it before. On top of that, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujduwani, as Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that Allah gave him two eyes other than these eyes. You know that? You don't know. You know that? You don't know. Who knows that story? No one. Means no one read Naqshbandi book yet. Read Naqshbandi book? You read it? Allah gave him two eyes other than these eyes, spiritual eyes. And Grand Sheikh said, Awliya Allah, they go all the way, move in space in 1 second by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to his presence in his lifetime to take energy from these two eyes. One eye above his belly, one eye beneath his belly. The one above his belly was able to, Awliya Allah, able to get knowledge all the way to heavenly sources. And they take knowledge of heavens through that, and Ma'rifatullah through that special eye that Allah gave to him. The one that below his belly, they take knowledge up to seven earths. Allah mentioned in Holy Quran that He created seven earths. So,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
Allah created seven heavens and He said He created seven earths like them. He created seven earths. Allah revealed His message and daily amar al-yawm, what He said. Daily duty, what you said.
Standard operation procedure.
Standard operation procedure for awliya Allah. They look, it is coming. And they on from heavens or from seven earths, and they act. Where are these seven earths? We are seeing one. Means there are six left. Are they bigger than our earth or smaller? More human being or less? Or different creation Allah created. No one can say no, because this Allah mentioned in Holy Quran seven earths. No one can come and give us teaching to say to us seven earths is this earth, dig inside it and you get seven earths inside. No. Seven different planets. And they have the name Earth, similar to this. Awliya Allah can take from that eye that he has and receive knowledge. More than that, Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, even after he left dunya, in his grave till today, Awliya Allah, they go in 24 hours, they go there, they take power and they come back from what Allah gave him of specialty. He was the Khalifa for Khatmul Khaja Khan. He is the one that he recited Khatmul Khaja Khan in the presence of Prophet ﷺ and Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq in the cave of Ghar al-Thawr, when they were migrating from Mecca to Medina. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujdwani. He has that power. He had a student. His name is, as Grand Sheikh mentioned, or Khalisa Muhammad. A Dagestani name. Central Asian name. That student always doing his awrad and zikr and doesn't talk with anyone. He is focusing on himself, to know himself. So the Sheikh, to teach him more, he asked him to run the business of his sheep, to be a shepherd for his sheep. He used to take them to the villages, to the mountain, they eat and they come back. One day that student said, oh, I have to make a zabiha to slaughter. Ramadan is coming. So he begins to slaughter with these sheep, one after one. Ramadan came, Eid al-Fitr came, Hajj time came, Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Laylatul Isra wal-Mi'raj, Laylat Nisf Sha'ban, he didn't leave in 1 year one sheep alive. He slaughtered them all. He came to the sheikh. Sheikh said, "Oh, how many sheep you have?" He said, "Yes, Sayyidi, no more. I slaughtered them all." He said, "Subhanallah, you are so crazy. You are the worst here. You have no brain, you have no mind." Sheikh is testing him. Sheikh cares for the sheep. He doesn't care. Maulana Sheikh Nazim had 1,000 sheep in Cyprus. Yeah, growing. You know, sheep, they give a lot of children. And one day, more than half of the sheep disappeared. This is recent. More than half of the sheep disappeared. Where they left, no one knows where they went. Finally, they found that the shepherd took half of them, put them in different place. And then they called him, he came to Maulana, he said, "Oh, my sheikh, I did that because I felt this is my share. I was looking after them. But he was taking a salary. So in any case, he took half of them." And he didn't return them. And Maulana never opened his mouth. As if nothing. Allah gives, Allah takes. Ya Allah, like that. Someone take from you 500 sheep, what you do? So that murid was being cursed by the sheikh, shouting at him, humiliating him in front of his people, friends. He didn't say anything. One time after Isha, he stayed in the masjid, because in that time they closed the masajid. Like today, they close masjid after Isha. When everyone went out, he hid himself. He was sitting there and saying to himself, "Oh, O Khalisa Muhammad, you are the worst that Allah created on this earth." With confidence, he's saying this. Not by tongue, believing it and giving oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you, if I am not saying the truth, I am cursed one. I am worse than everyone, even I am worse than Iblis. To that extent. Can you say that to yourself? No. You might say it in front of people to show them off, to show off. I'm the worst one. Oh, you are the worst one. You have to say it with truth. You are the worst one. Then we believe. But our Khalisa Muhammad was saying it with full belief and was crying, "How am I going to make myself accepted by my sheikh? I am the worst one, I am the worst one, I don't deserve this life." He was crying from a broken heart. And at that moment, the sheikh behind another pillar was hiding. Sayyidina Abdul Khalid was the one hiding himself. And then he was laughing in a loud voice. So the murid heard the sheikh's voice. He said, "Oh, my sheikh, are you here?" He said, "Yes, of course I'm here. I was hearing you, what you were saying from beginning. Come sit here. Sit on your knees." He sat on his knees. At that moment, Prophet ﷺ spirituality appeared and said to him, "Give him his trust, his amanat. Means take him to Ma'rifatullah." I'm putting that story here in order that you can understand. So Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Hujdawani, he raised his Shahada finger. They were sitting both of them on their knees facing each other. He took his fingers, Shahada finger, and began to move it in circle. directing, pointing it to the heart of the murid and moving it in what? In circle, up and down, left and right. That's why you see in the Maliki school of thought, when they are sitting in Tahiyyat and reciting Tahiyyat, when they reach Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, what they do? They keep, because this is the, you know, old car, when they want to run them, what they do?
Crank.
They turn the engine, run. So also to run the engine of the heart, Awliya Allah, they use their Shahada finger. That's why Maliki school of thought, they always use that. They don't know why they use that. Normal people, but they know that it has to be moved. This is moving the heart. Because they say, it is said in Islamic spirituality that there is a connection between the Shahada finger all the way through the hand, all the way to the heart. Direct connection. Did you say, see that in radiology?
No, sir.
Try to see. From that finger, there must be a straightforward connection with the main vein that goes to the heart. Through that finger, turning it to the, directing it to the heart of the murid, like laser, that, what you call it, sending a pointer. You see the red beam pointer now, they use them on maps and so on. Directing to his heart, moving. The murid, he opened for him 6 different powers. حقيقة الجذب حقيقة الفيض حقيقة التوسل حقيقة التوجه حقيقة الطيب حقيقة الإرشاد 6 powers to his heart. The murid was flying, was raising up from floor up to the ceiling, come back up, come back up, come back. He was becoming so light that gravity cannot anymore pull him down. Awliya Allah, gravity, they go out of gravity power. Gravity cannot pull them. That's why they can move in space wherever they like. So he gave him these 6 realities because he believed that he was the worst. Then it was the cause for receiving his realities from his sheikh. So Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq Rujduwani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave him many different powers. Till today, Awliya Allah are in need for his powers. They go and visit. Every 24 hours they go and visit in order to take from him. So in that circle, which we explained yesterday about the importance of the circle, he put Ubaidullah al-Amawi, that big scholar that came to him, and he said to him, Ya Waladi, O my son, I'm going to pour into your heart, because this what was in the beginning, the question, what you were thinking, tell me now what you are asking. And he said to his sheikh, I came here in order that I can learn from you ma'rifatullah. He said, I am going to, through that zikr, فَإِنِّي لَنْ أُخْرِجُكَ مِنْ هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ إِلَّا بِالتَّكْمِيلِ وَالتَّمَامِ. I am not letting you to leave this association without being able to perfect you and make you to reach what you asked of ma'rifatullah. Relax and join us and recite with us. Because he was ready. That scholar was ready. He's a big scholar coming and surrendering to a spiritual sheikh. It's big, it's not easy. You see today, little bit they know of Quran and Hadith, they think they are, mashallah, big scholars, like peacock, and or inflated. Inflated balloon. Only you need one needle, bring him down. They cannot go and surrender to a dervish. What is the big issue if you go and surrender to Jamal Akbar? What big issue? Show humbleness. Say, you are my teacher, you are my sheikh, you are my guide, I love you. Give me money, but listen to me. Go say to him like that. He will give you. It's not? Ask. Yeah, no?
That's
shake. Give me money.
No, that's good. Say you are great, you are the best.
You are the best, you are great, you are the sheikh.
I'm your student.
I'm your student.
Inshallah, bukra.
Bukra. Means he is not giving you. He throw you away. Instead of saying to you, okay, I welcome you, come sit near me. He says, bukra. Inshallah, means I am doing like Arabs. Inshallah, go. When that bukra is coming, Allah knows. Might be never coming. So humbleness, what's the issue? But ego is the problem. Ego like devil, big, huge animal inside you. I will not let this majlis to finish without making you to reach your goal, your aim. So then Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ujdwani begin the big khatm, not the small that we do, the big one on pebbles. And as he was reciting on pebbles with the murid, it is 108 pebbles they use. He was using the power of his recitation to move the heart of Ubaydullah al-Amawi, of that scholar. But because when the sheikh moves the heart, he has to move everyone's hearts. It will not be fair that moves one and leave the others. So he was moving all their hearts, although they don't deserve, because they did not reach the level. He was moving everyone's hearts, because when you make dua to someone, you have to make dua to everyone, same. You cannot specialize one on the other, or make one better than the other. So he was moving the heart of all of them, but he didn't take the veil from them. He gave them what they need to have. He moved their hearts, but without taking the curtain. So, but for Ubaydullah al-Amawi, he took the curtain. So he was able to see what has been done on his heart. The other followers were not able because they are not ready yet. They cannot use these powers. You cannot give, sorry to use this word, you cannot give soup to a donkey. You give him hay, is that? Soup you give to someone who knows how to eat soup. So he gives to human beings soup. You give hay to the donkey. Both are, alhamdulillah, filling their stomach. They are not anymore hungry. Me, I'm a donkey. So they give you hay, but they don't, you are filling your stomach, but they cannot open the veil Because then you don't appreciate these knowledges that they are giving to you, then as if you are throwing diamond in the hand of a child. You throw it, he wants a candy butter. That's why Awliya Allah always they say to their student, oh, you are the best, oh, you are good, oh, you magnificent, oh, candies, only candies. If they say to them, oh, you are the worst, or you are bad, or you are a liar, so what that murid will do?
Run away.
But a wali, but someone who is ready, like that scholar, if he humiliate him as much as he want, he is not going to change. That's the difference. He will not run away, he will stay. That's the sheikh. Shout day and night, exhaust himself, I'm not changing, I'm still loving him. That's what they like. So when the sheikh shout at you, be happy. When he pet you, say hi, there is something wrong with me. He's petting me, why? And if you don't pet people, they say, oh, you didn't pet me, you are rude. Is that not correct? Why you are rude to people? They are rude because they can carry. When Mawlana shout at someone, he can carry. He accept. He doesn't say anything. If I shout at Iqbal, what he will do? Next day he will not come, and he promised to bring in chicken next week. He will not bring anything anymore.
More chicken.
No more. That's good. So don't think the sheikh is rude. No. Sheikh is not rude. Sheikh throw some words in order to see how your heart will change. And you can see Maulana in this situation too much now. He shout, he cursed, not cursed, he shout, he, what's another word? Scold. But he's checking you. Are you accepting or not? So that wali, that scholar was surrendering to the sheikh, he knows. So he moved the heart of everyone, but the others are veiled. Only this one, he took the veil away. If he take from everyone, everyone will reach their destination, but they will not appreciate what they have been given. So they might misuse it. So he cannot give you the trust to everyone. When they finish the khatam, as soon as he finish making the dua and reading Fatiha, that Ubaidullah al-Amawi became from the Al-Kummal.
Perfected.
Kummal. It's a noun. The one who they became min al-arifin, from knowers. He became a Gnostic. At that moment, all these ma'rifatullah up to his level, it was open to him, like classified materials today, they say in different agencies, this classified material. You need a clearance to see it. So different classified materials, different clearances. You cannot be like the head of the agency. Head of agency knows everything. There is nothing hidden on him because he has a high clearance. So it depends. In Awliya Allah, Wilaya, you have different clearances. You are in the first level of clearance, you see certain materials. Second, more. Third, more. So Ma'rifatullah goes like that. You cannot know it all. It's only for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that one that can receive and give. He said, this moment, Ya Ubaidullah, as soon as it was open to him, the Shaykh said, Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Rizwani said, this moment you are counted from the ones that they have knowledge of Ma'rifatullah. Then he recited that ayah. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها.
أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال.
He recited that ayah and he said, Ya Ubaidullah, that ayah, your name was written in it. And I will continue tomorrow. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَ. What's coming, going to come after? What is that ayah? Why his name was written there? We will see inshallah tomorrow. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So iftikhar is up.
Important coming now from this ayah. What is the meaning? It's very important, so don't miss it. It's up to you. If you miss it, you can watch it there. Assalamu alaikum.
Doctor, you like to say you stay, you have to go with it.
You, how many?
Me, Arvin.
Allahu Akbar. You are leaving, Doctor? Inshallah, we'll see.
Assalamu alaikum.